Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks, two bestest of best buds, the legends that are.
Back to normal now with a bonus episode. I will be swearing. If you don't like it, go f*** yourself. Make sure you rate, review and do all that sort of stuff. And also the bonus episodes, we need to hear from you. So if you've got a story and it's interesting, then please make sure you email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. So moving forward, make sure they're interesting because we like it. This is your opportunity to tell us something. Because we tell you everything, and it must be really boring by now, surely.
No, because there's always something new, Pete. That's the best thing about staying relevant. There's always, because we are always trying to stay relevant in this industry.
Well, one of us is trying to stay relevant. In fact, one of us is relevant now, and the other one of us is just trying to make it through the day. So as always, bonus episode, this is Thursday, so it's out today. You'll be able to watch this on Sunday. Monday's episode will be out on YouTube tomorrow, so that is Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. I didn't do that in the last two episodes because someone told me that they found it quite annoying, and I've actually decided not to listen to them, so go fuck yourself. Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
I believe it was New Ick Unlocked, actually.
Yes.
Pete Ickes.
Yeah. Right, do you want to kick us off then?
We have a listener letter from Meg. Just reading it. just reading it. From Meg. This is...
You're going to need to read it out loud.
This is from Meg. Here we go. Just want to say thanks a lot for doing this podcast. It got me through 17 hours of labour. Listening to your voices was somehow very soothing and kept my spirits up. See, we're soothing. It's not like nails on a chalkboard.
He screams down the microphone.
She goes, gave birth to beautiful baby Maya on my bedroom floor.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, guys, and never stop being hilarious. Lots of love, Meg and Maya.
Okay, couple of things for me. Firstly...
Congratulations.
What did you clean up with?
What? I mean...
Well, it's on the bedroom floor. Do you have to change the carpet, do we think?
Well, no, she's probably got towels down there. It's obviously a home birth.
Well, yes, if it's in her bedroom, I imagine so. I doubt they moved the bedroom to the hospital.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like...
But geez. I just imagine that being very messy. Was it like... Because when people have, like, home births, don't they have, like, birthing pools and stuff?
Yeah.
Why would you choose the bedroom?
Because it's probably the most comfortable.
Well, I would have thought the kitchen would be better because it's normally wiped clean, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's
if
not
you're going to go
that.
Anywhere,
it's about comfort.
Then bedroom just seems like a... But anyway, congratulations.
Congratulations, Meg.
Yeah, well done. More
and we're
importantly,
soothing.
Lovely name as well. Is that our fault? When I say our fault, I mean Sam's fault. If you've listened to us during 17 hours worth of labour, you've probably heard the previous episode. Sam's called, he stopped doing it as much now. I don't know if there's some sort of rift there, but he did mention Maya Jammer repeatedly towards the beginning. Has that just got into your head and you thought Maya would be a great name? Is her middle name Jammer?
It's a lovely... Oh my God, I've got something to tell you. I haven't even told you yet.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Stormzy knows who I am.
So is it because of us that you called her Maya?
Stormzy knows who I am. Well, so
yeah, you won the King of the... Mate,
my brother-in-law, Ryan, was in the gym. Stormzy's in the same gym, right? Stormzy comes up to him and goes, Sam Thompson. And he goes...
No, Ryan.
Yeah, no, and he goes, yeah, that's my brother-in-law. And Stormzy went, tell him I love him. Tell him I love him! Tell him, I'm going to screech, I don't care! Screech! He loves me! He loves me! And he follows me on the ground, so I followed him back yesterday, and I'm going to slide into the DMs. I'm going to slide into the DMs. We're going to try and get him in a video.
Excellent. I wonder if Maya's already told him about your DM sliding.
He did one with Jose Mourinho recently, like a video of Jose Mourinho. So I feel like it's quite a natural progression. Jose, Pete and Sam.
Oh, no, no. You listen.
No, you're in it. We're going to try and make him do a dance.
I'm good, actually. You crack on with that, though. Sam's new mission in life is to befriend Stormzy. He still hasn't managed to befriend Maya, but he's working on Stormzy now. It's a two-pronged attack.
Me and Storms, fire in the park.
What?
Fire in the park.
You're going to have a fire in the park?
I think it was called Fire in the Park, wasn't it? Where he was like, fire in the park. Call the fire brigade.
I perhaps wouldn't lead with that on the DM.
I was going to start with fire in the park. That's what I was actually going to start with.
Yeah, it sounds like you two are going to huddle around a fire in a park.
Well, look, either way, sliding into the DMs. Just thought you quite like that, Meg, because, you know, Maya's a beautiful name, and me and Storms are going to be... Michael. Big Mike.
Excellent. Well, that was just a really nice message from Meg about her new baby daughter, Maya, that Sam made about himself and Stormzy.
Oh, no.
But thank you ever so much for writing in. Lovely. Congratulations.
Thank you, Meg. And congratulations. You absolutely led. You world beater. Carry on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Next up, we've got a letter from Selima.
Gotta get it back with Selena.
But it's Selima with an A.
Yeah,
with an M, sorry. They've both
gotta
got A's.
Gotta get it back with Selena.
Anyway.
Nicki Minaj, that one, isn't it? Justin! Pete's getting real tired of this. He just clenched his jaw. I don't think I've ever seen him clench his jaw before.
So, the first line is the most important part of this. Sam has broke up my brother and his girlfriend and he doesn't even know it. Isn't this the second one we've had like this? This is the second time you've split a couple up.
Heartstopper.
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker, yeah. I'm not killing them, but yeah, heartbreaker.
I don't think you're stopping their hearts, no.
Yeah, heartbreaker.
Anyway, so this is now these... And actually, you're not a heartbreaker. That's a homewrecker, I think we're looking for here.
Homewrecker.
Yeah.
Doing some DIY in the gaff.
Okay. Quick side note. I wrote this email and sent it to the wrong email address. Is that the side note? Okay. Unnecessarily, less cat, be more Selima. My family and my brother's girlfriend of 6 months were all watching The Jungle together. And keep in mind, my brother loves Sam. We were all watching and my brother says, don't you guys wish I was Sam Thompson as a joke? Girlfriend then says, actually, yes. We then come to find out she has a celebrity crush on him and not a healthy one. So she has a secret Sam drawer. We came to find out my brother apparently was the closest she could get to Sam. Anyway, my brother is confused and he ended things with her because she was too much of a crazy fan. I have no idea how she managed to be a crazy fan without realising Sam has a girlfriend. She realises this and then begs for my brother back. Shocker, he says no. I wonder how she's doing now. Anyway, love the pod, and I hope you enjoy this story. I'll be honest with you. I need a minute. So, Sam, if you could just take control for a minute on how you feel about that.
She sounds great. She sounds absolutely great. And I think you should take her back, personally. I'd like to know what's in the drawer.
I think that's the only thing that I'd really like to know from this story is what is in the drawer. Is it a case that she's that much of a crazy fan? Because you've actually put crazy fan. So does that mean that she's potentially waited for Sam outside venues or had pictures with him and maybe, I don't know, cut a piece of his hair? Is there Sam, like bits of Sam there? Has she been through the rubbish? You know, like a...
the rubbish.
Or the bodyguard. Seen the bodyguard? with the crazy fan at the beginning, they think is the person trying to kill her, and obviously it's not. Yeah, I wonder if it's like that.
No, I don't think she's a crazed fan. I've never had a crazed fan.
She's been called a crazed fan.
No, but that's by the sister. She's obviously on the brother's side. I think she's just... She just likes
me. It's been called an unhealthy...
Yeah, it's not that weird. I think what's happened is someone just actually is like, oh, I quite like that sound bloke. And I was like, that's weird.
Do you have a Maya Jama drawer?
I don't have a Maya Jama drawer. I've got a Stormzy drawer for her in, though. Can feel that coming up. But I don't think it's that bad. I don't think she's a crazed fan. I think she's probably just like, oh, he's all right.
I've got to say, since Sam won the jungle, I have had to... deal with an awful lot of Sam Thompson fan accounts continually tagging me on things. And they're all very, very lovely and really lovely people, but anything Sam does, they tag me, Zara, and I think Tony Bellew in, anything that happens. Probably to the point where I think you've got about 10 to 15 new fan accounts since the jungle who are following you religiously. And yet, Sam is the only one that hasn't acknowledged them. You need to start doing that because they have what? On their... Because if you click on their things, it's but noticed by times three.
Sorry,
at Zara.
What?
So there are a lot. So I'm doing you all a favour here. There's some big fan accounts that do tag you in loads and loads of stuff. Give them a little shout out.
How do I find them?
Type in Sam Thompson and then all the fan pages come up because they tag a lot. Because they even... Because what happens is they tag you in stuff and then it comes up in your thing and then you accidentally watch their story and then they'll send a message to say thank you for that every time. Which is lovely and really nice of you, but do it to him.
I can't find one.
Sam.Thompson fan, but there's quite a few. So Sam, you've got a big, actually you've got a bit of a cult following, I'd say.
I've got a fan page.
You've got loads of them, mate. Loads of them.
I follow this one.
Have you ever had any weird fan, like actual craziness?
Salmon P official fan. Sam and Pete.
I don't think we've got
official fan page, 223 followers.
And they're all...
The last time they posted was on the 2020 in December.
Yes, we've gone downhill since. That was before the podcast.
What?
So obviously not big fans.
They got Come on, guys.
Got bored pretty quick.
Step it up.
So going back to the question I asked 2 minutes ago, have you ever had a weird fan encounter?
No, never. Never in my life. This is so cool.
Okay, we've lost Sam for the rest of the day now.
No, you haven't. I'm coming back, but I'm just loving this. I've got a fan page.
You've actually got loads. Genuinely, loads.
What?
And they're all very, very, very nice. You and Zara have got a fan page as well. There's quite a few because they tag in a lot of bits.
Oh, my days.
So, yeah, there's a lot.
I need to get in touch with the fans.
Yeah, you need to... Yeah, exactly. You do that because they're all actually very nice and they support you on everything you do. Every single time you do something.
Look, I'm very new to this fans thing. I haven't had a fan thing.
No, you're not.
I am.
You've got to stop with this. I never win anything. I've never had a fan thing. Yes, listen, you've had fans over the years.
But you've had fans.
I mean, I've had weird...
I remember when you were doing the Full Monty, you came outside for a cigarette and got absolutely mauled.
Yeah, I had someone turn up at my house wearing T-shirts and...
Shut up. When was this?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Was this pre-Sam or post-Sam?
Pre-Sam.
Pre-Sam. Back when he was in his glory days.
Yeah, back in the fucking...
The good old days.
The peak years.
Yeah, I dragged him down.
Peak years before, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, someone turned up at my house and actually had to call the police.
Because they were, no way, you horrible man.
Because she wouldn't leave and literally was just crying on my driveway nonstop. And I even went out, had a picture and all the rest of it. And she literally would not leave and was there for about 4 hours.
I've got a question for
and
you.
And I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was like
is this like when weird. The kids turned up and you were wearing a singlet?
No, I was really, really nice. But it was like odd. She literally just sat there just staring in for like 4 hours. And I'd been out and said, look, because it was like fucking odd. She had a great big fucking T-shirt on. I'd signed a load of fucking things with my face on it and just sat on the fucking drive for like 4 hours. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. So I called the police.
You are an awful man.
What the fuck was I supposed to do? I'd said to
her in for a cup of tea.
I don't know. Someone was sat on my driveway crying, wearing a T-shirt with my face on
and
it.
And you called the police?
Why would I go, in you come, babe?
And then you called the police on her in her moment of despair.
Well, no, because she obviously had stuff going on because she was crying so much. So I just thought she needed help.
Well, I broke up someone.
Two people. It's the second time we've heard that.
She's got a Sam drawer.
I don't know. If she's a massive Sam fan, then she'll obviously listen to the podcast. If you're the fan with the Sam drawer, please tell us what's in the Sam drawer. Write in. Yeah. Write in and tell us what's in the Sam drawer.
I love that. I love the way that...
Also, do you know what's mad is that so the brother's sister No, the girl, the boyfriend's sister has wrote in, and the girl who she's obviously split up with is going to be listening to this because she's a huge Sam fan. So we're all talking about her and she's evidently listening. So hi, fan. How are you? I hope you're well. Please write in.
Yeah, please do. And you're nice. You're a lovely, lovely lady.
Well, actually, we don't know because we don't know what's in the drawer yet. So if you could put our minds at ease, just in case we do have to call someone, that would be great.
We love
it. It could be a voodoo doll.
We love you.
Oh, imagine if it's a voodoo doll.
And review.
Yes. Rate and review.
Rate and review. So look, before we finish up, actually, that I feel like the segue is really nice into a question that we've been receiving a lot here at Staying Relevant ever since you came up with this story. This sort of like child on your doorstep egging house story going on here when you were wearing your little vest and you had your beer in your hand. What's the update? Are the kids still egging your house? What's happening here?
Nothing. It's all gone quiet.
It's gone quiet.
And I don't know
more
if that's
scary.
I don't know if that's even more scary, like they're planning something big. Or I don't know if they've got bored. I live in fear.
Do you ever look out your window and go, where are you?
No, because I've now moved, I've now opened one of the other doors so that Peggy can patrol the front of the house. So she patrols the glass at the front of the house. And she is frightening. Because she barks at anything and is quite aggressive with it. So I now have, a patrolling dog to put off the children.
So do you think they'll return?
I just hope that we can all live in harmony. But as it stands, it's all peace on the home front. But,
you're ready for anything.
It does worry me. I haven't been sleeping well because you just don't know at any point they could return.
When you're having a bath.
There's nothing worse than living in fear. But, you know, it's just something that I have to deal with on a daily basis now.
Pete Wicks, living in fear.
But no, there's actually been, actually nothing's happened. I think they probably were just pissed off at me that day and decided that would be it. And then that was it. I can't imagine they're going to return. I don't think they care enough to return repeatedly. And also, I don't think they have got enough money for eggs. Because they are very expensive and they used a lot on that day. So I imagine they're either restocking or...
resupplying.
I don't know what's happened, but something big could happen. We don't know.
That story went wild, by the way, on the social, the Staying Relevant socials. People were dying for it.
Yeah.
So if anything happens, you have to let everyone know.
I almost feel a little bit like we shouldn't talk about it as much now because people have gone so mad about it that I feel like we may have some copycat eggers. And I'm just worried now that we're going to have copycat eggers who are going to do it anyway. If you decide to do that and you want my house to look like an omelette, I would rather you didn't. Thank you in advance.
You've clearly thought about this so much. You're clearly so invested in the amount of eggs they threw and how much they cost when they last did it. And on that terrifying note, thank you so much. This has been a really fun bonus episode. I think this is going to do quite well, this one.
Good. Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant. Make sure if you do want to feature on bonus episodes in future, because they're all about you, apart from when we decide we've had enough of you, make sure you email stayingrelevant at insanityhq.com. Follow us on socials, which is YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram. That's the fucker, the big one. At Staying Relevant Podcast. Rate, review, and do all that crap. And Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, ta-da.
And we love you so much. We appreciate you. Goodbye.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.